Hey, witches. Welcome back to another episode of Glow Girl. I'm your host, April Ekweilen. And this week, we are going to be talking about tarot. You all know that in addition to herbs and crystals, that tarot is my absolute jam. I am in love with it. I love working with it. And I am not, you know, hesitant to admit that I own probably roughly maybe 50-ish, probably more, tarot decks and even some oracle decks in there as well. But I had posted in the Girls Girls community about things you wanted to hear about, questions that you had, and one of them was to talk about tarot and what my favorite deck is, what my first deck was, how I got into it, what are some good resources for learning. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Let's go back to my first deck. My first deck, I bought it about 12-ish years ago. It was the Angels Tarot deck. A beautiful deck. It has, you know, the gold edges and the cards are just really nice and sturdy. I bought it and it just sat on a shelf. I opened it. I looked at the cards, put them back in the box, and then let it sit there. Since then, I have collected and used, like I said, over 50 different decks. And that first deck of mine, I have honestly never worked with it. I've had it long, but I have never worked with it. Why have I never worked with it? Well, I don't feel that much of a connection to it. It was like, okay, I'm at a store. Here's a deck. It looks pretty from the outside. I really couldn't see any sample cards or anything. So I was like, oh yeah, sure. Let me get it. And I did. But I just never felt drawn to work with it. Every time I would want to do a reading for myself, I would go into the cabinet that I have all of the decks in and I would pull something else. I would never touch that deck. And to this day, I have not worked with it. I have not done one single reading on that deck. So what, 12 years later, still haven't worked with it. Am I going to work with it? I don't know. I am not feeling called to work with it, and that's okay. Right now, it sits in the shop, actually over in the classroom area where I teach classes, and it's one of the decks that people who come in and take my tarot class can look at and play with and use while they are here. But again, I'm just not drawn to it. And sometimes that happens. I get people that come in all the time saying that, hey, I bought this deck and I'm just not connecting with it. I just don't feel like there's anything there. What do I do? And my advice is, well, if you're not connected to it, then maybe you do what I did and you just put it on a shelf and you wait and see if a connection ever comes up or you feel drawn to work with it. Or you can gift it to somebody if they need a tarot deck or you think that this, you know, certain deck might vibe with another person that you know. You can just donate it. I mean, sometimes you can find people who don't really resonate with their decks and you find them in thrift stores and at Goodwills and all of that. So there's a lot of things that you can do with it if you're not feeling like you want to keep it and you're not feeling that it's, you know, that it's working for you. Everybody does their own thing. And like me, it just sits on the shelf. I still have access to it. Maybe sometime I might be drawn to it and I might want to use it. But right now, I have my other go-tos that I use on the regular. Some of you, especially those of you who were on the retreat in Gatlinburg and received readings from me, know what my favorite, absolute favorite deck to work with is. And that is the Light Seers Tarot deck. It is an absolutely gorgeous deck. The way that the cards are drawn and shown, it is just chef's kiss. Yeah, it's so hard for me to explain because they are just gorgeous and they make it so easy to tap in and receive their message. This is my go-to deck. When I do my own readings at home for myself, this is usually the one that I will go to. Now, sometimes I do use some other decks depending on what it is I'm actually working on, but 9 times out of 10, I'm going to go with this deck. And I actually love this deck so much that I now use it in all of my readings. I started out with the Smith-Waite deck, which is your regular, Rider-Waite tarot deck that's, years and years and years old. Mine is the Smith-Waite deck since Pamela Coleman Smith was the artist and her name was finally put in the title of the deck. So I did start with that and I still do go back to it. It is the, your classic tarot deck that if you were to Google tarot images and, see them, out and about, these are the images that you're going to see. But I love doing my readings now for others with this Light Seers tarot deck. And I get asked a lot, well, why do you use the two different decks? Why do you use one for yourself and one for others? If it's the same deck, why not use, just use the one? Well, because the deck that I use at home is mine. It is mine. Nobody else touches it. Nobody. It stays in a special place that only I know where it is. I'm the only one who uses it. It has my energy in it, and it is what I connect with. The same Light Seers Tarot that I use here in readings and such is connected, yes, to me. It has my energy in it as a reader, but it has the person who is seeking the readings energy into it as well, because I will, when they're in person, I will have them hold the deck. They're going to hold it and they're going to think about what it is they're trying to get answers for and put their intentions into it. And so their energy is in it as well. I make sure that I, clear the deck and cleanse it, after each reading, but that's why I have my own deck that I keep separate from my reading deck. Just like there's other decks at my house that I keep that are just for me, that I don't want other people touching. And I brought a bunch of the decks that I don't mind if people play with and look at and see, over here in the shop, especially when I'm teaching a class. Because we have to, people are wanting to see them. They're wanting to hold them. They're wanting to see how they feel. See, does it resonate with them? Not only just look at them, but just see how they feel, because no two decks are going to be the same. They're going to have different size cards. The paper is going to be weighted differently. They're going to have just a different texture to them. So allowing people that way to see them and experience them could help them when they're trying to figure out what kind of deck to buy. Let's go ahead and take a quick break and we will be back to talk about resources and books and just a little more on tarot. In my downtime, I'm joking. I don't have downtime. Well, not a ton of it. So it's extra important for me to carve out a moment or two each day where I can just unplug, take a breath, and enjoy a little me time. And by me time, I mean play Best Fiends. It's so relaxing. My brain enjoys the challenge and I just lose track of time, especially when I am on a winning streak. Talk about a midday confidence boost. I am on level 63, guys. And it's easily the most fulfilling part of my day. I am determined to catch up with Brittany from the Girls Girls podcast. I have a ways to go, but you can see every time you pass one of your friends. Best Beans is a mobile puzzle game that anyone can download and play. Whether you have a few minutes or a few hours, Best Beans is the perfect puzzle game to lose yourself in because you're having just so much fun. The game features tons of cute characters that help you solve thousands of fun puzzles. The more you play, the more characters you collect, and the more you win, the more challenges you face. New characters and challenging puzzles are added all the time, and there are tons of fun events where you can win huge rewards in-game. With thousands of levels, you literally can play as long as you want and never get bored. Trust me on that one. Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Okay, let's talk about resources, books, how you can pick your first deck or pick another deck if you already have one or two or 50-ish like me. I like to, you know, see the deck. If I can in person, I like to be able to at least see the box, look at it, see if it's something that resonates with me. Usually I can tell by the artwork on the outside or on the back of the box, because sometimes they will show some examples of the cards inside if I like it and if I like how it is, you know, portrayed. Sometimes I have only seen them online, whether it be in a video, on social media, something that somebody has shared and they're working with the deck. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to have it. It is absolutely gorgeous. I've done that several times. But my thing is, I like to make sure that I resonate with the deck and how it's portrayed. So, you know, you have your traditional decks, which have the traditional artwork and such, and there is nothing wrong with those. They are amazing decks. I love them. Then you have the decks that are themed. So I have some quirky decks that are themed. They're still based on the Smith Rider Waite, you know, system, but they're just themed a little bit differently. Like, I have one deck that's called the Housewives Tarot, and it actually comes in a box that looks like a recipe box. It's a very retro deck. It's a very kitschy deck. And I love it because it's just themed differently. I have ones that are more whimsical, like the Shadowscapes Tarot and the Spirit Song Tarot. And then I have ones that might be a little darker, a little more edgy. And, you know, I have this, you know, Edgar Allan Poe deck that I have. I have ones that are the Witches Tarot. So they're just a little bit more, you know, a little bit more edgy in their styles. So working with whatever deck feels good to you is a great way to start. Do you have to wait to be gifted a deck? That's a debate that's always been going on. There's people that say, yep, the only way you can start working with tarot is if you're gifted your first deck. And then there's other people like me who are like, yeah, no, not waiting for that, because I could be waiting forever. Because unless you're people know what you're into, you may never get gifted a deck. And I like to make sure that I resonate with it. So I don't follow that rule. Do you have to follow that rule? It is completely up to you. But I like to buy mine, and I've purchased my first deck. I've purchased every single deck that I own except two. Two of them I did receive as gifts, but way after I had already purchased several of my own. One was from my daughter as a birthday present, and one was from my husband just this past year as a birthday present. Once you figure out what deck you want to work with, you want to get to know it. You do want to get to know it. So what I like to do when I am wanting to start with a deck is, obviously, first I want to cleanse it. I cleanse the deck with whatever I'm drawn to use, whether it be smoke cleansing or sound cleansing, or, you know, putting it out under a moon, or, you know, encircling it with some cleansing herbs. Whatever you want to do, you want to make sure you cleanse it. And I also, after I do that, I like to, and this is just me, I will just run my thumb against each corner of the cards, kind of like just letting myself just touch every card. And then I will go through each card. I will go through and I will look at each card. I will take a look at some of my favorite cards to see how they are portrayed, how they are drawn. And then I will do a couple of things. Sometimes I will stick the whole deck. If it comes in a pouch, great. You know, makes it so it doesn't move around a lot, or I stick it in like a bag or a pouch and I'll put it under my pillow. Let me connect with it, you know, as I sleep. Sometimes I will do an interview of my deck. I will do an interview reading just to connect with it, see what's up. Sometimes it could be a really quick, you know, 3-card spread. Sometimes it can be a little bit more elaborate, but I'll do that and I'll journal about it and then go from there. But usually with a new deck, I like to work with it, you know, a few times, and then I'll put it away. And then when I'm drawn again to it to work with it, it's funny how certain ones call to you. Certain ones will just kind of grab your attention. And that's what I do. That's what I do to prepare a new deck that I receive. People do different things and that's okay. You can do whatever you want to prepare your deck, to get to know it. That's the beauty of it. Remember, I'm going to sound like a broken record. That is the beauty of your practice, is that you get to choose. You get to choose how this goes. So what can we do? What resources can we use for learning tarot, especially if you're just brand new on this journey? One thing I can recommend is pull a card a day. Pull a card a day from your deck. See what it is. Look it up in the book that comes with it. You know, your tarot decks come with books, some bigger books than others. Some are just little pamphlets, but they still have information in there about what the cards mean. Look at the interpretation and work with that card throughout the day. See how its message plays into your life. If you don't want to pull a card a day, pull a card a week, just like we do on this show. We pull a card a week. Pay attention to that. Journal about it. Write down things about it. Write down not only your interpretations, but anything that comes to mind. You can also look into going through the book that comes with it, or the pamphlet that comes with it, from, you know, cover to cover. That's a great way, especially to learn that deck, especially if it is a themed deck. It is going to have maybe some different explanations in that. I know the Lightseer's Tarot, the one thing I love about that deck is it gives you, you know, it gives you the upright, you know, meaning, it gives you the reversed meaning, and then it gives you a little story, but then it gives you this mantra at the end that goes along with it. And I absolutely love that. So you can go through the book that comes with the cards. But if you want some books to really, just regular books to go through and give you some explanations, my absolute favorite tarot book to learn the cards, learn what they mean, is Kitchen Table Tarot by Melissa Sanova. It is my absolute favorite. It's a very easy read. It is not going to be over anyone's head. There's humor in there. There's a little bit of language in there, which I love. So it's a great book to focus on and to get you learning the tarot and what each card means. Another good book is 21 Ways to Read a Tarot Card by Mary Kay Greer. It gives you little ideas. It gives you projects that you can work on, little sessions that you can do on yourself to get you to learn the deck. So I really like that card as well. The Modern Witchcraft Book of Tarot by Skye Alexander. I love Skye Alexander's books. I have quite a few of them, but that's another book that really goes through each of the cards and explains them, talks about different ways to, you know, interpret the cards and different spreads that you can do. So that's another one as well. Any book by Rachel Pollack is great too for tarot. The 78 Degrees of Wisdom is a good book from her. It is a little bit more, you know, involved. It's a little bit more deeper. So it's not going to be as easy of a read as the other ones that I had mentioned, but it is a great book when learning about tarot if you're looking for something like that. I also recommend like some resources going online, finding websites that can help you. You know, we have the tarot lady, Teresa Reed. She is phenomenal. And she has her website. She has her Instagram page. Biddy Tarot is another place online that you can find some information. Is a great way to learn as well. So there's a lot of tools out there just online that you can learn all about tarot. There is also in the app stores and in like Google Play, you can buy and download full tarot decks onto your phone. I have a ton of them on my phone. And you can go in, you can draw your own card of the day. Most of them have sections where you can actually journal about it. They have where you can explore all the cards in the deck. So if you're trying to learn, you can look at each card. They give the full meanings of the cards, both upright and reversed. They even get into in-depth about how you can incorporate them into your life. So if you look in your app stores and see ones, they're fairly inexpensive, grab some. They are great resources. And that is actually how I pull the card of the day in the Awaken the Witch Facebook group that I run. That's how I get it. I'm not going into my decks and taking pictures of them. I am going in there, pulling a card of the day, screenshotting it, and interpreting it for you guys and putting it out there. So try those resources. See if they help. If you can find in your area a way to like go to a class, if you have like a local shop that has a tarot class that you can go to so you can start learning, do it. Absolutely do it. And, you know, just don't be intimidated. Don't feel like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, everybody's going to know how to do this. No, they wouldn't be going to a tarot class if they knew what they were doing. It's a great way to hear different interpretations and perspectives on cards and learn different ways that you can learn about them. So hopefully this gave you guys just a little bit of insight about, you know, picking your first deck, why I like my, you know, my favorite deck, and some resources that you can go to. Again, you can always ask me questions. You can always, you know, message me or, you know, tag me in a post in the Girls Facebook page. I'm here to answer your questions. I love talking about tarot. I love getting into discussions about it. And, you know, I love reading for people. It's just something that I enjoy. And if I can help somebody see a situation a little clearer, then, you know, I've done my job. Okay, this week's tarot card is going to be the Eight of Pentacles. I really like this card because it is the card of, you know, you're doing what it is that you're supposed to be doing. You're trying new things. And to remember that practice makes permanent and not perfect. We have to continue to put in the work. We have to continue to practice in order to master what it is that we're trying to master. We need to put in the work in order to keep succeeding, in order to keep moving on our path. And it's not going to be perfect. We're not going to ever achieve that perfect status because honestly, if we could, then we'd all be living our best lives and everything would be unicorns and rainbows and nothing would be wrong and we'd be happy all the time. We have to continue to put in the work, redo things, rethink things, see if we can do little tweaks here and there. That's what this card is about. It's about constantly growing and improving and allowing ourselves to realize that we don't have to be perfect. But the more that we put into it, the more that we work, the more that we tweak stuff, we can then have this permanence of this goal that we are doing or this new way of thinking that we are doing. So take this into consideration, especially if you are thinking about starting to work with tarot and starting to learn about it. Practice makes permanent, not perfect. Don't feel like you're failing at learning tarot because you have to look up an interpretation. That is completely fine. You go at your own pace and you make the tweaks and you do the things that work for you so you can make this more permanent. So try this. Take it with you through the week. See how you can allow yourself to let practice make something permanent. See how it goes. This has been a production of Girls Girls Media, music by Breakmaster Cylinder. Again, don't forget to check us out in the Girls Girls Community Facebook page. I'm in there. The other podcast hosts are in there, and we love interacting with everybody. And it is the best badass group of women on the internet. I'm sorry, it is. Don't forget to check out our other podcasts in the Girls Girls Media family, Atta Girl, Her Royal Highness, Stock Daddy, Family Road Trip Trivia, and the one that started it all, Girls Girls Podcast. Thank you all for joining me today. I hope this information has been helpful as you either begin your tarot journey or you start to work with the tarot more. Once you get comfortable and you find your niche, it all just starts to unfold and becomes this great tool that you can use in your life. I'm looking forward to hearing about your journeys. Please, again, feel free to reach out to me if there are any questions, and have a wonderful week. Take care, witches. Blessed be.